A Virginia police officer has been laid to rest in western Massachusetts today. 28-year-old Ashley Gwinden is originally from Springfield. She had just been sworn in as an officer when she was killed. As Sam Hudzik reports, members of the community came out in large numbers to show support today.
In downtown Springfield, several hundred people gather, waiting for the funeral procession. On the corner, an American flag is hoisted above the street. Beneath it, holding a much smaller flag, is Mary Ellen Hammond.
You have to be here to support the family. I'm honored to be here, and I wish I wasn't, to tell you the truth. But
Hammond knows Gwinden's uncle, who's a police detective in West Springfield.
So I know the family, you know, the heartache they'd had already, so it just hurts.
That heartache Hammond is referring to, the death in 2004 of Ashley Gwinden's father. One day after returning from Iraq, he killed himself. Ashley was a teenager. She grew up to join the Marine Corps Reserve, later studied forensics, and then trained to become an officer in Virginia. She was sworn in by the Prince William County Police Department on February 26th. One day later, Gwinden responded to a domestic violence call to the home of an Army staff sergeant who worked at the Pentagon. Police say he killed his wife, then shot at the officers. Gwinden died, two others injured, but are recovering. At the head of the funeral procession, hundreds of police motorcycles and SUVs from all around Massachusetts and New England, and a whole caravan from Prince William County. Dennis Collins is in the crowd. He didn't know Gwinden, but her death brought back his own memories.
I had an older brother that used to be a police officer in North Attleboro, and he passed away at the age of 41 on duty.
41, a heart attack.
And that's why I'm here, to pay my respect to someone. It's like a brother.
My girlfriend's a police officer in Agawam, and she's in the procession, and I wanted to come out and support all our local police officers.
That's Megan Zabick of Springfield. Gwinden's death, the ridiculousness of it happening on her first day of field training. Zabick couldn't help but think of her girlfriend's first day.
It's just so sad to think about. Like, you didn't even have a chance to, like, get your first, like, shift in, and it's just terrible to even think that that could happen.
The funeral procession carried Gwinden to Sacred Heart Church, and then across the Connecticut River one more time to St. Francis Cemetery to be buried in her family plot next to her father. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sam Hudzik in Springfield.